Welcome to EFM Morning Briefs. It's episode 3 of 2025. I'm your host, Wendy Mitchell. Thanks for tuning in. Hope your festival and market are going well and that nobody fell over in the slush yesterday. It may be Saturday morning, but there is no rest. There is no weekend. It's a very, very busy day of the festival and the market out there. So let's welcome Thomas Schultz, who is chief editor of The Spot Media and Film. Thomas, welcome. And we have to say congrats on launching The Spot since we talked to you 1 year ago.
Yes. Well, thanks so much for having me again at this new post. We start, as promised, we started the service in April. And I think we've done a pretty good job of establishing ourselves within the industry and the community. I hope it is well liked and we're giving our best, and there's never a free day. So the upcoming weekend at the Berlinale sounds just good and all right for me.
Good. You'll be very busy. Thomas, I sort of pigeonhole you as our German industry expert because you know this German industry so well. So I'm just curious, what are some of the key talking points you think around the German film industry right now that you think the international industry who is here gathered for the EFM needs to know about?
Well, the big topic, of course, is the film funding situation. I mean, it's been an ongoing topic forever. It's been a very ongoing topic for the past 2 or 3 years. And we were on a pretty good path of passing a new funding system, which would be like a three-tiered system with the classical traditional way of funding going through the funding institutions with a tax incentive tier. And the third one would have been the investment obligation. So it's been pretty tough. I mean, getting people on board for all three. So it took a little longer than expected. Then we were on a good path. And then, well, our government pretty much imploded, which made it impossible to pass anything new because, I mean, there are more pressing matters, I guess, right now. So at the end of the year, it was kind of like a touch and go thing. And they at least managed to pass a new film subsidy legislation, which is not exactly great, but good.
It's something stable, better than nothing. Yes.
It is something going ahead. Nobody really knows what's going to happen. I mean, there's going to be elections in a week. So nobody knows who's going to be in the government, who's going to run the culture arm of the government, and what's going to happen. But I mean, of course, all the lobby institutions are working hard to make themselves heard. And well, here's hoping that, well, for once things go well.
Okay, good luck. Sounds quite complicated and also sounds like it's not all resolved right now, but we're wishing the German film industry good luck for getting what it needs to be thriving. Let's talk in happier news about films, because yes, no matter what, filmmakers always find a way to tell great stories. Any hot tips you have for some of the German films in this festival or even in the market that are particularly notable?
Well, I think it's an astoundingly great year for German films at the Berlinale. It's a little awkward because there are only 2 German films in competition and 2 very small films by filmmakers who are not well known. I mean, I talked to other filmmakers who had never heard of them. So it's kind of interesting. And all the big names seem to be either in Berlinale Special Gala, Berlinale Special, or even Panorama. And I feel that some of the titles that are in those sidebars would have been good enough and great enough for competition. But I think it's a pretty good year. One title I particularly like is Islands. That's the new film by Jan Ole Gerster. It's his third film. It's his first film in English language. He shot it on a Spanish island, Fuerteventura, with Sam Riley in the lead. And it is, I feel it's like if Antonioni had to do a Highsmith adaptation.
Okay, I'm sold just on that. I think it's also got Stacey Martin in it.
It does, and Jack Farthing. Yeah. It's really something. It's really interesting. I like it a lot. I do like Cologne 75, but coming from a music standpoint, because it's about the famous Keith Jarrett concert in Cologne in January 75 that almost imploded, and only by, well, the concert promoter was an 18-year-old woman, Vera Brandes, and she kind of like rescued the whole concert. And the movie is not about the concert, the movie is about her, and she's quite a character. And I think it's a very interesting, it's a very fun movie. And another German movie that I really do like in Panorama is Delicious by Nele Müller-Stöfen. She's the wife of Edward Berger. It's her debut film. She wrote two screenplays for Edward's films. It's the first Netflix production in an official bar at the Berlinale. Oh. And it's a kind of a mystery thriller set in the south of France. And what's interesting about it, and then I'm going to stop talking, is that the movie that she took as an inspiration is Teorema by Pasolini, which was also the movie that Tom Tykwer took as an inspiration for The Light.
Oh, very good fact there. That sounds like a good trivia, Berlinale trivia for this year. I just want to say I've had a cheeky look at Köln 75, and yes, really enjoyable. And I think a real crowd pleaser, this film. And I didn't know anything about Keith Jarrett. I didn't know anything about this concert. But yeah, it's the story of a young woman who's doing incredible things. And I really liked, is her name Mala Emde?
Mala Emde, yes, yes.
Her performance is great. So yeah, that's one people should definitely check out.
Yeah, she's wonderful.
Yeah, I wanted to give a little shout out to a Danish film called Home Sweet Home that's in Panorama by Falla Peterson. I just think it's wonderful, and it's being sold by Trust Nordisk, so it's not German at all, but I'm just shoehorning in a film I love.
Of course.
Well, so there we go.
Well, right you are. And you don't have to think that I only watch German or Austrian films. The one I'm really looking forward to is The Narrow Road to the Deep North, the series by Justin Kersel, just because I love the novel by Richard Flanagan. It was a Booker Prize winner in 2013, 2014. And when you read it, it feels like it's the down and dirty version of The Bridge on the River Kwai.
Oh.
It's the it's set in that war, but it's so grubby and extreme that it might be very enjoyable. And this has Jacob Elordi in the lead. So. Oh.
Okay. Well, I find Jacob Elordi very enjoyable. So yes, I'll be tuning in. Thanks for those tips. Any particular EFM sessions you want to mention, or you've been to, or that you're going to try to catch?
There's three I picked for myself. One would be, I would love to go to the one with Dee Dee Gardner, because I love what her production company is doing, and I would love to get some insights into her thinking and how she feels about the industry. I would love to go see the one with Oliver Neumann from Freibeuter Film. It's the Austrian film in competition, Mother's Baby, which I wholeheartedly recommend to you, Wendy, because it has Klaus Bang in one of
I was reading a Klaus Bang interview about this film, and I must have a ticket now.
Yes, and you will be especially delighted because he plays his role in German.
Oh, he's a man of many talents, Thomas. What can we
he
say?
He is. We know that.
Any other session?
Yeah, the other one that I would be trying to look into is the one with the Nostradamus Collective, Navigating Europe's Production Realities. I remember you once put me on the Nostradamus thing years ago, and I truly enjoy what Johanna is doing with it, because it's always a blast, and it's a shock to the system.
So sharp and really to ask tough questions and look to the future. Yeah, I also look forward to Nostradamus anytime that gang is around.
That's the three. And for the rest, I'm afraid there's really not much time to watch a lot of films, because there's just so many happenings and meetings and stuff with German companies, and it's jam-packed. But I've seen quite a few films beforehand, so I'm pretty much set. And the one that I'm sorry that I will be missing is Mickey 17, because I would have loved to see that.
Yes, that's a hot one. I couldn't get a ticket, but we'll see how it goes down. Thomas, also, you're my German beer expert.
Yes.
And as you know, I'm missing the House of 100 Beers at Potsdamer Platz for several years now. Do you have a tip for us non-Germans? I know Potsdamer Platz is not the coolest part of Berlin, But is there a good place to grab a Pilsner?
Well, Potsdamer Platz is a place I try to avoid because there are not many good places to have beer. So if you want to take the tube and head outside a little bit, I wholeheartedly recommend Kaschk at Rosa Luxemburg Platz, which is a really nice watering hole.
Okay.
And one place I also like a lot, but it's more for cool drinks and hard liquor.
Yeah, cocktail, perhaps.
Yes, it's Würge Engel, the exterminating angel in Kreuzberg.
Oh, okay.
And they do have a cool poster from 1962 from the Buñuel movie. And one bar I have to particularly mention because it just recently opened. It's run by a guy who has a distribution company in Germany, Neue Visionen, Thorsten Frese. He opened the Buñuel bar, which he recommends coming to if you're a film lover. The one caveat I have, it's a smoker's bar.
Thank you for letting me know. I can't have my coat smelling. Thomas, you've been a font of knowledge about films and more. We wish the German industry good luck in navigating this time of change. And Thomas, Prost, and we'll see you around.
Well, thanks so much for having me again, Wendy. And I hope we'll continue doing our talk next year, and we'll see what's going to happen with our funding situation. There needs to be change because the producers are truly suffering. And I mean, it's not for a lack of good projects and good ideas and good talent out there.
Good luck.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. There's a very busy day of activity today. The early industry session at 10 a.m. is from IP to Screen, Inside the Making of Hot Milk and The Outrun, and those teams talk about their journey from book to screen. At 1 p.m., Thomas mentioned this industry masterclass with Dee Dee Gardner. That's, again, at 1 o'clock. That's the Oscar-winning producer from Plan B. Don't miss the EFM's afternoon session at 4:30. That's the producer showcase projects analyzed by AI with Largo AI. Again, it's one of those useful AI tools we were talking about with Scott yesterday. Two to mention at the Producers Hub, and again, this is the second floor of the Gropius Bow. At 10:30, there's a Mother's Baby case study with Ace Producers. And then at noon, there is an interactive AI workshop with Microsoft. You can learn how to give the best prompts to AI. That's very useful. And then at 3:30, there's a one-on-one session at EAVA where the Polish producer, Joanna Szymanska, is going to be talking about how she uses AI tools in a very practical way, and that real-world knowledge will come out. The Berlin Alley co-production market starts today. This is taking place for the first time at Octagon. That's at Leipziger Platz 14. I'm told it's over near that giant Uniqlo at the Mall of Berlin, so we all know where that is. Registered participants are going to be very busy, 1,500 pre-scheduled meetings. There's also a talks program that is accessible for all EFM market badge holders. And Berlinale Talents officially kicks off today. Check out the Berlinale Talents website if you like to listen courageously. That is their official theme this year. And their talks program starts taking place tomorrow at the How. So that's a lot to keep you busy. Everybody have a great Saturday, a great weekend of inspiration and business and maybe even a film or two. And we'll see you back here again tomorrow morning. Thanks for tuning in.